welcome to the PureMed Podcast special series Behind Diagnoses Patients. My name is Leah Sarapier, and I am your host. Behind Diagnoses Patients aims to uplift patient voices, to share their insights and experiences navigating the healthcare system. It welcomes everyone from patient advocates, the chronically ill, the disabled, and those with rare diseases to offer suggestions for a more equitable world. On this episode, I'm pleased to welcome Davina Malowska. She was diagnosed with a gluten disorder when she really had uterine cancer. The only option to save her life was to have a total hysterectomy, which meant the removal of her uterus and both ovaries. Womb cancer deprived her of having her own children and placed her into immediate surgical menopause after the operation. Now she's become a powerful patient advocate that wants to change the face of healthcare in order to ensure more and greater access for care, screening, follow-up, and better health overall for female assigned at birth people in the United Kingdom. Today, Davina, we are here for you to tell your story in a way that communicates the good and bad of our healthcare system, your concerns and suggestions for a more equitable world. So I'd like for you to take it away and tell us about yourself, your story, and what inspired you to become a powerful patient advocate.
Hello all. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. My name is Davina Malowska. I'm 42 and I live in UK, in London. I've been living in the UK for the last 16 years. So how it all started, almost six years ago, I was living a very normal life. I was doing all the normal things that young people do, traveling, socializing, working long hours in the office, working on my career. But while I was planning my future, I didn't know that my life was already in danger. I didn't know that I was carrying a 500 grams, which is around 17 ounces tumor on my uterus. And everything started in July 2014 when I started experiencing the first symptoms. I was extremely bloated, too bloated. Sometimes even I couldn't sit down. And here in the UK, we have just direct access to a family doctor. So immediately I went to see my family doctor. And I was complaining about the bloating, but she never touched or examined my stomach. I went to see my family doctors for 4 months in a row, and I was complaining about the same issues constantly. So she just linked all my symptoms to gluten intolerance, and she referred me to see a gastroenterologist. The gastroenterologist did all the checkups. They didn't find anything, and they just recommended for me to take a probiotic yogurt and to continue with my life as normal, because they were checking in the wrong place. And so I did that. I continued with my life as normal, but soon after that, I started bleeding between my periods. So then when I realized that something wasn't right with me. And again, I went to see my family doctor. And luckily then I saw another doctor who immediately referred me to see a gynecologist. But however, I had already booked flights to go and surprise my sister in Macedonia for her birthday. So I couldn't go in London to gynecologist. So as soon as I arrived in Macedonia, I went to see a gynecologist there. She did transvaginal ultrasound and she noticed immediately that I had a huge tumor on my uterus. It was around 14 centimeters. That is around 5.5 inches. And she suggested, because the tumor was huge, she suggested that I remove it immediately to save my uterus. So one day I can have my own children, because then I was single. I was really afraid because I've never had such a big surgery before. And because all my family is back in Macedonia, I decided to stay in Macedonia to have the support of my family. And I was booked for operation. The operation was done. The tumor was removed and it was sent for biopsy. When the results came, the doctor came and just gave me the life-changing news that I had stage 2 womb cancer that has spread to my ovaries. I was shocked, I was afraid, I was confused because I just found out actually that I had cancer. I've never even thought of it. And so they told me, because the type of cancer I had was such a rare type of cancer called leiomyosarcoma, which usually 6 women out of 1 million get it. And they recommended me that, because the cancer has already spread to the ovaries, that I have to remove all my reproductive organs immediately to save my life. This was shocking. I was so afraid. I was confused. And they recommended me, actually, how everything happened so quickly, because I just woke up from the first surgery when they removed the tumor. I just woke up. In only a few hours, they came, they gave me the life-changing news, and they told me that I have to have the second surgery, where I had to remove all the reproductive organs that very evening. So in 2 days, I had to have 2 surgeries. But I didn't have choice. I just asked, because then I was single and I didn't have children. I just asked, is there any way for me to preserve my eggs? But they told me, because the type of cancer I had was estrogen receptive, they told me that they're afraid to stimulate my ovaries in case they cause another issue. So I didn't have choice, and I immediately decided to go for the second surgery that very evening. So it was really so hard. My life changed in just one day. After the surgery, I entered into early surgical menopause, because when the surgery was done, I was only 35. And because I live in the UK for now 16 years, as I said, but here in the UK, we don't have any regular women's health checkups. So nobody has educated us here about women's health. So I entered early menopause, and nobody explained to me what kind of issue I'm going to face, how to prevent this issue, or how can I help myself. So it was very shocking that I immediately started changing. My body started changing. I started feeling hot flashes, low libido, mood swings. My bones started declining. So I had to go through so many things just because of the misdiagnosis, actually. So this is my story in short.
Thank you so much, Zafina, for sharing that. And I cannot imagine the pain and the experiences that you went through in facing that neglect and the misdiagnosis that came with that situation. And thank you for sharing that. It's I'm so happy to have you on the podcast, and for listeners to hear it from you in your own voice. I think that is very powerful. But now I have a few questions for you, Zafina. What matters to you when interacting with health professionals or undergoing these invasive examinations?
For me now, after my experience, I believe that it's very important for patients to be taken seriously. If they're coming to see the health professional with the same issue and they're constantly complaining about the same issue, they have to be taken seriously and the issue must be examined. So for me, this is very important.
I agree with you on that part. And Zafina, although you've answered this question, have you felt that you were dismissed or discriminated against in the clinic, or that there has been this lack of humanism in medicine, where maybe had the physicians paid more attention to you, had they listened to you, maybe your situation would be different today?
Yes, I believe so. Because what I think went so wrong, because I was complaining about this issue to my family doctor for 4 months. And so she never even touched my tumor. As I already said, the tumor was very big. It was 5.5 inches. So if they touched my stomach even once, they could have noticed I had something. So yes, problem with the exam.
And then Zafina, what kind of maybe training do you think needs to come in so that individuals still in medical school, such as myself, can be more prepared to foresee such situations?
Now, because I live in the UK, I can just talk about the healthcare system in the UK. And I think that there is a very big gap in the women's healthcare here in the UK, because in the UK, we don't have any women in the UK that don't have any regular women's health checkups. So the only check that is available here for the women's in the UK, women in the UK, is the smear test, the pap test. And the pap test is done every 3 years from the age of 25 and is done by a nurse. The nurse never asks us any question. She does the test very quickly. And so we are not educated about women's health at all. So I think this is a huge gap. There is especially here in the UK, there is a huge gap in the system because women don't get any regular checkups for anything. And because this is how the system here is set up, so the system is reactive, is not preventative. The system is symptom driven, but it is on us, the patients, to identify the symptoms on our own. And if we think that there is something wrong with us, then we have to go and see our specialist, complain about the symptoms. But by the time we get the symptoms, the issue has already developed.
Yeah.
And because we have just arrived to see the family doctor, we have to fight for our health. We have to fight for us to be taken seriously, because the family doctor here in the UK is like a gatekeeper. So if they think that your issue is really serious, without any checks, just by talking, if they trust you, they will send you to a specialist. So it's very wrong. And especially when it comes to cancer, we are wasting such a precious time.
Exactly. I 100% agree with you. That needs to change. There has been a huge research gap when it comes to women's health, and there's even a larger gap when it comes to the trust that physicians and patients have with one another that I think really needs to change in order to better treat people and see them as human beings. And so my next question for you, Dafina, is that if there's anybody else in your position or other patients, how can they ensure that they feel respected, heard, and fundamentally understood in the clinic or with their healthcare provider?
My issue was neglected, and I believe that so many women are in the same situation. And I want to say that women especially have been neglected in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. But we are the only ones who understand our bodies the best. So if we feel that something is wrong, I ask you to push and insist for a checkup and don't give up, because you're the only one who knows your body the best. And don't be afraid to speak up, because really our voice has power. And we are the ones who have been suffering, who have been feeling the pain, and we are the one who know what has to change. So if we don't share our stories, if we don't speak up, so many other women will be impacted. Yeah. And by just sharing our stories, our voice can change the future for women's health.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you. And although this is more of a loaded question, there's a lot of things that are wrong with the healthcare system in the UK, in the US, and Canada. Dafina, in your opinion, what do you think can be done to improve the healthcare system?
I believe that every woman needs to be given a chance to see a health professional. And I would say all the health professionals must be educated more about women's health, because I believe that they don't understand women's health. And that's why we are very often misdiagnosed.
That is an extremely important point, that there's a lack of education when it comes to women's health, and that needs to change, because we have women that are crucial to the system, crucial to our society, our environments, and not putting in or funding the research that needs to go into women's health is just making the gaps that are already existing even wider. And my last question for you today, Dafina, is that if there is anyone afraid or unable to share their story, what would you say to them?
As I already said, I just want to say to them, don't be afraid to share your story, because your voice has a power. And as I said, if we don't share our stories, so many women will be impacted. We can only help each other by sharing our stories.
Absolutely. And with this, Stefina, I just want to thank you so much for coming onto the PureMed podcast, for sharing your story, your insight. With the overall goal of this series, we hope that the Behind Diagnosis Patient Special Series sheds light on the importance of listening to patient voices such as yourself, and that over time it will increase patient safety, health innovation, and transform care delivery in the clinic and beyond. So thank you so much, Stefina, for coming onto the PureMed podcast. I just want to mention that Dafina has started a petition. Dafina, would you like to speak about your petition?
Thank you. So yes, after my devastating experience, I realized that women's health here in the UK is not taken seriously and is failing so many women from different ages. So that's why I started a petition for yearly women's health checkups for all women from puberty. Because I this is the only way how we are going to change the women's health and we are going to save lives. And if your listeners would like to support my petition and help so many other women, could you please sign the petition? You can find it on change.org under the hashtag #checkmeup.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dafina. I'll be sure to link the petition and Dafina's social media pages to the episode so that users can get in touch and support Dafina and her advocacy efforts to push for greater attention and awareness and research essentially to women's healthcare. So thank you so much, Dafina, once again.
Thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share my story with your listeners.
The pleasure is mine. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Hashtag Rising Youth, the Government of Canada, Canada Service Corps, and Taking It Global for supporting and funding the project. I'd also like to thank the incredible individuals, voices, and patients who appear on the series, and whose stories will guide medical education, clinical practice, and healthcare innovation. Listen in and listen now to the Behind Diagnoses Patient Special Series on the PureMed podcast to ensure change for a better world. Catch us on the next episode in conversation with another incredible patient advocate. And if you need more information, do not hesitate to email us at puremedfoundation@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in. Stay safe, stay healthy.